right there is when the intro song would end.
It would.
If we had an intro song.
Doobity-doobity-doop, bop-bop, Harvard Influence. That's all we need.
Man, we've been talking about a scat man in the beginning for a long time. I think.
talking like German porno
no,
scat
no,
or like.
No, like what, like you just scatted for me.
Little scat scat.
Yeah, a little bit of shoobity, shoobity, shoobity doobop.
Little, bop-bitty bop. Little shoobity doobop. Well, it's episode 20, my friend. We've made it.
It's episode
20 weeks.
And it's an imaginary day.
It is an imaginary day.
It's leap year day. Leap day.
That's
year.
It's yeah, leap year day.
It's the 29th of February.
It's science fiction.
Which isn't real.
That's I like it. Can you imagine being born on this day? I'd meet people and be like, "How old are you?" I'm seven.
Seven.
You look real bad. Like you look 28. Nope.
Maybe
seven.
Maybe the theory of relativity is like active on them, and since their day comes only once every 4 years, they only age in like half dog years. Or I guess that would be like one quarter. Never mind. Like that'd be like
almost a half of that, right? Because dog years 7 years for a dog, but 1 year in real life. This would be 4 years in real life, but 1 year for you.
Yeah. So that'd be like
depression years.
That'd be miserable. Everybody that you know is dead by the time you're like 25.
Awesome. To be a rock star. man, it's good to be back in the normal studio doing this like normal. I got my good recording shit and I've got decent internet connection and I'm not in a hotel room.
Fuck yeah.
I feel good.
Yeah, it's nice not talking to you on the phone. It's nice having a face to talk to. Because that shit, I don't know, lose interest.
I don't even know if we talked about it with everybody on here before. Is we were doing the last couple of episodes where I would call you on my cell phone with a headset on and then we would record individual tracks and then mix them together. Super janky.
Fucking sucks.
They sounded all right. I mean, they came out okay. Good guy Verizon's got pretty good service. But that was pretty janky.
Yep.
We made it through it, though. That was just because the internet at that fucking... It was such a nice hotel. It's a really nice hotel. Internet is horrible there. Love you, Dylan. Fix your internet.
Oh, okay.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
What's the name of that place?
The Wingate.
All right.
The Wingate in Joliet, where you can have all your staying needs. Go see Dylan
all
at the front
them.
Desk. There you go. Bazinga. Well, man, I got a bunch of shit. You got a bunch of stuff for today?
I wouldn't go as far to say a bunch, but I would say I got some stuff.
I got some things. I got pretty loaded down. I had a little spare time because I'm off for the week, so I was just kind of cruising the old interwebs.
Nice.
Before
we start anything interesting, did you see Leonardo DiCaprio finally won a little gold man?
It's about goddamn time, right?
I guess so. The internet's shitting its fucking pants right now, or at least they were last
time. I feel like he could have done Simple Jack. Like they could have actually made Simple Jack, and he would have won it this year because they were like, all right, so they made a big stink about it last year, and we were like, hey, we can't give it to him for Django Unchained or whatever it was. Like, we can't give it to him just because the internet says it. We'll give it to him next year. Like, we'll make him wait a year so it's on our terms. And he could have made a pile of fuck. Instead of that, what did he make, a bunch of bear porn?
The Revenant,
this time?
Yeah.
I think is what he went for.
Porn,
yeah.
Torture porn.
So, yeah, bear torture porn. That's a small niche to get an Oscar for.
Hey. Strike while the iron's hot, as they say.
If anybody can do it, it's old Leo. Oh, Leo. Jesus. I've seen so many little gifs of him, like, on the Titanic dancing, and when he turns, it's the Oscar.
yeah. Yeah. I'm pretty much completely over it after like 10 minutes after finding out that he had won.
They had the they had one that was like Winnie the Pooh attacking him. There was a bunch of good ones up on 9K.
I saw a stop motion Lego one with like a Lego bear attacking a Lego man. That one was good.
Oscar. I'm glad he got it though. I mean, that's a dude that probably should have got it before some of the other people.
Fuck. Everybody that got. Have you seen the nomination prizes that people get for those things?
No, I didn't know they got anything besides a little trophy.
Dude, if you get nominated for the Oscar, when we're done here, go look it up. It'll take me a minute to look it up, but it's like you're gonna be okay. Like you're fine. You're fine for the rest of the year. If you don't work for the rest of the year, you're fucking fine. With
you're getting
all the vacations, the monies, all the sponsors, dude, everything. Like,
I figured it was like, we gave them a Galaxy S6 or something.
No. Well, they probably give them phones, watches, probably cars. I don't know.
Small Vietnamese boy.
Yes.
You get all types of
shit. If you're John Travolta, you get like five. Oof. That's it. God. Just boys.
How horrible of a life do you think he truly lives? Like, I like John Travolta, don't get me wrong, but I believe, like, that dude's doing some real fucked up shit on the low.
Yeah. Everybody's got a breaking point, right? It's like, this man has been massaging me for 15 minutes. I feel like it's time for a hand job.
Like, Charlie Sheen probably has a very straightforward life compared to any of the Baldwin brothers, especially the one that went Super Jesus. I feel like that dude is, oh my god, he's doing some fucked up shit.
Rock bottom's always a that fucking guy. Hell of a place for some people. It could be
especially
like,
especially when you're like, oh, this is rock bottom, like I'm so sad, but thank god I still got pockets full of money.
Right.
Like you can still get yourself into trouble.
Right. That's maybe getting drunk for the first time was your rock bottom. Maybe stabbing somebody for the first time was your rock bottom. It's all relative.
It's all relative. What we're really trying to say is congratulations, Leo.
Yeah, that's what it really boils down to.
Oh, man, it's a good day today. I'm ready to jump into this.
Oh, yeah.
So, NASA, you might have heard of these guys once or twice before. NASA met with a Congressional House Committee on Science and Space Technology yesterday, the day before yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay, so this was an actual meeting between actual people that get paid actual money, and the meeting was...
Wasn't there a dude at NASA that was like getting a percentage of his check in Bitcoin? Or is that
that's awesome.
Is that somewhere else? Is. Fuck. Anyways, go on. Sorry.
not he, but NASA, the meeting with this congressional deal got together, and the congresswoman has put forth the want for NASA to completely sell the International Space Station to a private company with the fucking goal of turning it into a hotel.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
So
instead of research getting done, there will just be cum everywhere. That's the trade-off. It goes from fucking smart research plants getting grown in space to stalactites of semen on the fucking ceiling of this place. God, come on, dude.
So what they're thinking is that the International Space Station, like, they want something new, or they want to get rid of it or whatever, and they're like, well, what do we do with it? Well, you sell it to a private company. Now, I don't think that's a horrible idea. I bet you if you gave Elon Musk the International Space Station, some good shit gets done. You give the same thing to, I don't know, that guy that owns Virgin Records, just dicking around up there.
Richard Branson,
has
right?
too much money.
Yeah,
yeah, I think that's it. That turns into the first International Space Station Hooters immediately. Like, there's, it's immediately just stocked with Filipino hookers and billionaires pay to go up there, and he's like, no laws in space, and it's just blow. And it sounds awesome, but
however, you, not good for your bone structure.
The reasoning behind this is that NASA wants to move to the moon as a permanent. I don't know, why is this now? I mean,
so they want to replace the space station with the moon?
Just, yeah, they're like, just, we just go to the moon. Like, that's, you can go there, you could live on the moon. They want to send astronauts there for 6 months to basically test Mars equipment, what would be used to send a little settlement to Mars. So, I mean, that's a good idea, right? And the guy's argument was, if God wanted us to go to Mars, he would have given us a moon to practice on. So, like, that was his reasoning to Congress. Like, it's right there. It's,
that was,
know,
his pitch?
We can use that was it. That was, like, if God wanted us to venture to these other planets, he would have given us a moon to practice on. And so they were like, that's right. Jesus does want us to go to Mars. Just make sure you lock up your wife when she's having her period or she's the devil. So they want to – and I like the idea. You go to the moon. You set up a base. I guess you could probably just use that other city that's already there that everybody talks about.
Yeah. The Nazis are videos. On the dark side of the moon, right?
Oh, yeah. Just go. Yeah, the Nazis. Those guys. Somebody's got to tell them the war is over.
Space War One. Fuck World War.
They're
going to
be rough. They're going to hail Hitler. And they're going to be like, sorry, dude. Yeah, but, like, that's over.
Ship has sailed.
Yeah, Jews run everything now.
Everything.
Terrible, right?
Everything.
But they will... they're supposed to send, like, our little pod of astronauts goes there. They practice setting up camp and doing stuff. I think the gravity's a lot less on the moon, though, right? Mars. I think Mars has comparable gravity.
It's still third. Less than what Earth is. I almost said the United States. Like, we have different gravity than it. Jesus Christ,
well,
dude.
Our gravity's freedom. So communist gravity is more crushing. But
yeah, I think it might be somewhat comparable to the moon. I don't remember what it is.
Moon's pretty tiny. I think that, I don't know. What do I know? Either way, they go there, they practice, and then they come back. Astronauts will complete 6 month rotations doing this, and this will give us the data that we need to send a manned mission. To pay for this, they want to sell the International Space Station to a private company.
Huh.
I don't know how that goes bad. Like, that's got to be a great idea. I can't believe that they actually pitched the hotel thing. They didn't just stop at, like, you should sell it. Like, they were like, you should sell it, and they should turn it into a hotel because there's plenty of rich people that want to go to outer space.
Yeah. I mean, Lance Bass, he did it. That motherfucker, what the hell is his name? He made, like, he made Ultima Online back in the day. But he ended up, he wanted to go to space in, like, England or America, but he couldn't go. So he just went to Russia and learned how to speak their, whatever they speak, Russian. And
yeah, whatever it is.
They sent him up.
That Russianese.
Russianese. So Mars has one third of the Earth's gravity, and the moon has, like, one tenth.
Mm. All right. I mean, so you're super, super bouncy, but a third of the gravity, that would mean it'd be like walking around here. Fuck, when?
With, like, 27 helium balloons tied.
It'd be like weighing about 60 pounds.
Does it translate that easily? Is it just, I mean, yeah, that makes sense, right? Just one third of what you are now, right?
Yeah, weight's just gravity's pull on your mass.
Science.
We should ask somebody that has, like, a science podcast or something that covers, like, gaming and science news. They'd probably know this.
Yeah, it'd be cool if, like, we could get somebody.
We're bad at our job.
Like, knew something.
Thanks for tuning in, 1,400 listeners, as we started this today. We love every one of you. I did mention that asshole that runs Virgin. I should say, he's probably a nice guy.
He's pretty cool.
I bet he's great. I wish I was him.
Yeah, that's
He's no
shit.
Elon Musk, though. I guess my deal with him is that he's not doing anything other than buying shit and making money. And then you have, like, Elon Musk, who is, like, his yin to that guy's yang.
Yeah, and it's definitely, like, more or less commercial of an approach. That's for fucking sure.
Yeah, he's like, researching, and he is the private NASA, whereas the guy from Virgin just had enough money to go to space, so he does it.
Right.
And this next story I've got will kind of solidify my point on that one. So I don't know if you remember this, but back in 2013, Virgin had the VSS Enterprise, which crashed and killed Michael Asbury. He was the pilot of this thing, and it was a space vehicle. I say that in quotations. It's a little weird how they actually go to space. This thing's not going to the moon. It doesn't go out there and hang out. What they do is their version gets carried by a plane that has two cockpits, and it looks like you welded the wings of two planes together.
Oh, okay.
So it's like wing, cockpit, wing that connects to another cockpit, and then the outside wing.
Yeah.
In the middle, these spaceships mount, and this thing flies to down here. You get up to 15 kilometers.
Okay.
And then, 15 kilometers, and then releases their ship, and then that rocket engages, and it shoots it to 100 kilometers, which is technically space.
Okay.
So it's the exosphere, I think is what they call it.
It's like just outside the atmosphere.
Right. You lose gravity. You can be weightless. So their deal is selling tickets on these things for $250,000 a ride.
Wow.
And for a few minutes, you can say you're technically in outer space. But this is an amusement park ride that costs $250,000 a seat.
Yeah.
It's all it has no purpose. There's no research. This is kind of what I'm talking about. Like, all he does is something to make money. He builds this thing, and it's a great technological feat that he made it. And they're using it as a roller coaster.
Right.
Go way up, crest out, you get a few minutes of weightlessness, and then you fall back down. And you get to go, I went to space. That's it. That's the whole thing. Well, the problem with it was, and I don't know how they missed this on the first one. The one that crashed was
the...
Are they still doing them,
or did they stop?
Oh, yeah. Yep. They got a new one. That's why the story is now.
Oh, okay.
The old one, the VSS Enterprise, the way it comes back down to Earth, it has a feathering system. After the rockets stop firing, it just glides back down to Earth. And as it's falling, you can tilt the wings up. There's like mid wings and ones in the back, and they tilt up and they create a drag.
Mm-hmm.
And it slows it down so it can glide and land. It's essentially just a falling glider.
Yeah.
That's how it comes back. The pilot engaged it too early, and the thing broke up.
Oh, shit.
And they were like, oh. Hey, write a program and put it in there so they can't do that next time.
Wow.
And they went, all right. And so the new one, that's the difference. The VSS Unity is the same-looking freaking ship, except for now if the guy has, yeah, open it now, and then it'll go, eh. Nah, you can't.
Nah.
Like, oh, okay.
Well, how about now?
Okay, now. Yeah, now I can do it. It's like, how did you not put that in from the get-go?
Seriously. Dude, I figured all of those things were fucking so automated, but I don't know. I guess this is...
But I think that's his deal, right? He's trying to make money off of it, so why not just... tell the pilot, like, hey, as soon as your engines kill, you got to drag this down. But man, that's some shit that should have been thought of. Like, you're going to outer space.
Seriously.
And it was like, when do I hit the button? Now? And they're like, nah, not now.
Yeah, there was but like now. A fucking okay, whole now. Training thing that this guy would have yeah. had to have sat through, right? I would think. But then again, I'm with you in thinking that it should have had this on day one.
Because the deal is the rockets have to be off before you engage it. You don't even have to have a program. That's like a limiter switch. Like, you could have a manual,
seriously,
dinky-ass limiter switch tell you whether or not you're under boost or not. Like, that's not hard. So the VSS Unity has this program in it, which will stop it from engaging the feathering system too early. That's it. So now it goes into testing. They have to take it. They do ground testing. Then they attach it to the White Knight 2, which is the dual cockpit plane.
That thing looks goofy as hell, too.
Did you find it? Yeah, it's a weird... I don't know how it flies. That's more impressive to me than the other thing. That thing's fucking weird.
I would think that the shuttle or whatever would go on top. That's very fucking odd to me.
Yeah, the whole thing's weird. It's a weird idea.
Definitely backwards than what I expected when you were first talking about it.
How Once the White Knight. Hold? Oh, I don't know. I didn't look that one up.
Huh.
I did look up the price tag, though. $250,000 a ticket.
Just to fly on the motherfucker, right?
For a few minutes of weightlessness. That's what they claim.
Man.
A few minutes. Come and enjoy a few minutes of weightlessness by reaching technically outer space.
God, it would be cool, but not. I would not spend that much. Even if I had that much, I don't think I would spend that much on like that fake space.
That's a welcome to fake that's space. That's what I'm. I guess that's what it is to me. That's fake space. That's a gimmick. It's the guy went, how high do we have to go for you to lose gravity? And the guy went 100 kilometer, and he was like, all right, we're going to 100 kilometers. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
This thing is not designed. It's not like an early stage that could go further. That's it. So $250,000 gets you to sit down. A guy is going to launch you on that roller coaster. You're going to get to the stratosphere and a little bit beyond, and then you're going to tip and then fall all the way back down to Earth and get to go space. Probably get a t-shirt.
No, you think so?
$250,000, I better get a t-shirt.
Well, I mean, think about it as like a roller coaster at an amusement park. You can ride the roller coaster after you pay.
Oh, to get into then you the gotta park, pay for the photo.
But then, like, for, like, the photos and, like, the t-shirts, like, hopping into Splash Mountain, you have to pay, like, another $20. Or in this
and
case,
for
like,
this,
$20,000 for a t-shirt.
Yeah, for, like, $50,000.
The t-shirt's made out of, like baby skin, though, so it's totally worth it.
Yeah, it's real fucking soft. Oh, man. That's...
But they weren't born yet. They were, like, 8 months in the womb, babies. So they were almost babies, just because like you almost went to space. So if you went to full space, you could get a full
get a baby,
yeah, full term baby shirt.
This speaks to me in
sorry, dead babies aren't funny. Quick disclosure.
Dead babies are hilarious, but in several ways. One, it shows me that this guy is just kind of an asshole. Two, that we, as a planet, can't even get into space fully. Like, as easily as we want to be there. Like, we're still blowing shit up, and people are still dying trying to get out there, and we've already commercialized it.
That's a good fucking point. That's pretty bananas.
Like, instantly commercialized it. He was like, whoa, Elon can just go up there? And they're like, yeah, nobody owns space. And he's like, bangarang, and he just built a roller coaster to space.
He'll have a sign soon enough.
Wow.
Virgin space.
And I'll sign up for every sweepstakes that might get me on it for free.
Sure.
I'm not spending that type of money.
No fucking way, dude. No fucking way.
I'm not going to dip into the old reserves and throw it. No, obviously...
Yeah, it's not even,
I couldn't
not
if I wanted
an,
to, but
yeah, achievable.
But if I had it, I'd have to be like Trump rich. Like, I'd have to be that, like, what? Oh, I can go to space? All right, I'll do that. Like, what's Rogan say? When you have enough money, everything becomes free.
Sure.
So, I mean, if it's free to me, then yeah, sure. Like $250,000 is not that bad if you're a billionaire. So, fuck it. But
you just gotta place all your money on the pilot that obviously didn't get trained well enough.
Yeah, right. Like one of them already blew up just because he was like now, and they were like, I don't know, and he fucking did it.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Shake your head.
Pretty sure he said now. Yeah. So what I'm trying to say, ladies and gentlemen, is please go to the upper right-hand corner of the website and donate $250,000 so I can go to space. For free? I'd pay $250,000 to go to Mars. I'm not paying it to go to the stratosphere.
I'd still, maybe later, but not at this point. I mean, obviously, they're not going to Mars right now anyways. Whatever. We've had this conversation like...
If it blows up, I become immortalized in space travel. I'm just saying.
Do you?
If you're on the first one.
Name one of the people that blew up in that fucking Virgin shuttle.
I already
the
did.
Pilot. Besides the pilot.
There's only one. That's it. There was just one guy.
Was it just a test flight?
Yeah, it was a test flight.
Oh.
They haven't.
The thing they tested it.
Yeah, they haven't started shooting people up there yet. You know, Google's got a car that drives himself, and this guy hired an asshole to die. I'm just saying, like, you could have done this with a simple program. Like, I feel like there's some guy like, dude, I could program this thing to fly by itself, and you ain't got to put that guy in there. And he was like, how much do I pay you an hour? He was like, $124 an hour. And he was like, I got that pilot out of flight school for fucking $25 an hour.
It's
so
Friday, so you can go fuck yourself.
Send him up. They said I can't use monkeys anymore, so that guy gets it. God damn.
Fucking laws.
Rest in peace. Sorry, dude. That's...
Yeah, it's shitty.
Sucks you died, but you fucking... You signed up for an asshole. That dude's an asshole. So, have you prepared, Tyler? For the fucking artificial intelligence revolution.
I know a little bit about that guy on
that is now.
Well.
Have you looked up the IBM Watson thing?
No, I haven't.
Watson's been out for a while. He's the guy that won the Jeopardy. It was like 4 years ago. Still doing it. He can beat all the human players at Jeopardy. I hate calling it a he, right? It's just a fucking machine. But it had a conversation with, was it James Cameron?
But its ability to beat somebody at Jeopardy, is that really impressive, or is that just pre-recorded responses?
Well, they would have to record the questions.
Sure.
They put him unknowingly into a match. And I guess Jeopardy was supposed to be the one that screwed with him because he has to answer in the form of a question. So I don't know. Anyways, nobody was that impressed by that one. The creepy thing about the Watson program isn't so much the program. The program's good. Its voice recognition is insane. It is definitely cognitive. Like, it can understand the data that it's being given and give you a real response. Unlike Google that will just show you pages that match words.
Sure.
If I said, you know, like, I'm a lawyer and I need deposition that dealt with this, right? Like, whatever it was. Watson can understand the difference between all of the different types of paperwork and then find correlating matches and give it to you. So he doesn't give you 50 answers where three of them are useful. He gives you 50 answers, and all 50 of them are exactly pertaining to what you need. So it's just a better search.
Okay.
Right now. I mean, he doesn't have personal thought, as far as we know. The commercial
just fucking
for
faking
fucking
it right
Watson.
Now.
Dude, the commercial for Watson is ridiculous.
Is it on just TV, or was it on the Super Bowl or some shit? Or
No, it's they play it before certain YouTube channels.
Oh, okay.
You have to look up the Watson commercial. It comes up and it's like this doctor, and she looks up and there's something wrong with her eyes, like it's like real shiny. And she's like, "I read 4,000 books in 0.39 seconds." And then this girl comes out of the water, like swimming in the pool, like real little girl. "I can understand complex human interaction like metaphors and sarcasm." And like, it just keeps going on like this, where it's people just telling you how they are better than people. And they look like they didn't use like a robot that's like, "I understand." No, they used people, like a little girl. Yeah, people with accents. Yeah, they had this lawyer, and he's like walking through a bunch of lawyers, and he stops and turns, and he goes, 340 laws were passed this morning, and I am current on all of them before going into court," and then turns, like goes in. It's a commercial showing the robot revolution, and they just like, IBM, Watson. Like, it's just, hey, like, give us some money.
Wow.
That's
wow.
Yeah, if it was as good as the commercial, that's it. It told you that the commercial is telling you that every job you have, he's better at.
Yeah,
like he can
brush up on your robot dick sucking skills, because it's about to be it's about to be a competition, dude.
They're using Watson now to find cancer, all types of stuff. Like he can understand the abnormality in human DNA, and then can go through like all of your CAT scans and blood work and all of it. So you can take all of this data from a person now, and he can just, boom, you have cancer. And they're like, "Oh, we couldn't find it." And he's like, "Nope. This little identifier here combined with the identifier from this and this amount of whatever coming out of your brain, and then your thyroid's being off like this, points to a 96% probability that you have thyroid cancer." Like, and they're finding cancer so early that it's not even symptomatic. Like, really?
Maybe the robots will be cool, like, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Interstellar. If you haven't seen it, then go fuck yourself. But
it's way old.
Yeah, maybe they'll be... I waited that entire movie for that robot to turn on those people, and he never fucking did. That was the biggest shocker of the entire movie, but maybe they'll end up like that. Maybe they'll be all right and helpful.
Well, my whole thing with that, with IBM's Watson, and now they've got Celia, which is another one that does cognitive reasoning, that's what they think is the big next step, is cognitive computing, where it's not just searching for something like, I need a pizza parlor near me, and then it just searches pizza across all businesses.
Yeah.
And then you might get a U-Haul from a guy named Pizza.
Right.
Like, it doesn't, it doesn't care. This one, cognitive, can actually figure out what you're supposed to be looking for and then sift through all the crap. And it crunches data that would take people months.
That's,
I mean,
the crazy
tons of man
thing
hours.
About it, man. Is
instant.
That's the nutty shit. That's super impressive, is how quickly it's able to, it can do an entire week's worth of work in a couple of minutes.
Yeah. And that's, IBM just sold one to an oil rig company that's using it for whatever they're using it for. But this guy showed it using, like, for doing stock quotes. And it's all over the place with doing these stocks. It can compute all of the data. It's like 20 years old that it's been digitally recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And it can weigh every decision for everything on the board against all of the data for 20 years in almost real time.
Jesus.
So like
Christ.
All the trends, it'd be impossible for people to keep up with this. It just can't happen. So, the company that was writing about this said that, anywhere from a quarter to half of the jobs that people do could be replaced by these type of computers in the next 30 years.
30 years. I think it'll be less than that, dude.
I think your stockbrokers, I think jobs that you didn't expect, like everybody thought the blue-collar jobs were going to go away. It turns out making these things walk around and grab shit is a lot harder than making it compute and yeah. think about stuff.
Yeah.
So, sorry, Wall Street, you're out the door in 5 years max. Like, you guys are gone banking, all of it. It's,
yeah, what your the fuck white do you need a jobs human for go. Banking for? At all. You don't. Yep. You just don't. It counts. That's all that human does. The only difference between the human and the fucking robot is the human fucks up. That's the only difference.
Yeah. This is going to be ATMs can now deposit your checks and give you the money. And as soon as it can do like cognitive stuff so you could ask it questions and it figures stuff out, people are gone from banking.
And then if somebody tries to rob the bank, a gun barrel can just come out of its like mouth and then shoot him in the face. Or her.
Well,
like, equality
for
sure.
That's the best thing, right? Like you go in there, it has no care. Mm-hmm. Like, give me the money or I'll shoot you. And it's just like, I'm like, no.
No, yeah.
Bang. Somebody will come on Monday to fix me. Like, this isn't.
Right.
Like, you could hold someone else hostage, but it just wouldn't care. Like, if you took away the ability for someone to intimidate it, bank robberies, I think, have basically stopped anyways due to technology, but yeah. There'd be nothing left. Like, you go, everybody put your hands up, and it's just a just ATMs along the walls. Go fuck yourself. Like, there's nothing.
I
think white collar is probably in trouble.
Yeah. It only makes sense. Like, the calculation side is easier to program than the physical side of it. But then again, I don't know. Having been in the diving industry for a little bit, like ROVs they're not far off.
But how bad, that's I think why our industry is still prevalent, is because of how bad those robots are at articulating, like,
sure,
small muscle movements and that figuring that out is the problem. If an ROV could swim and move like a human, our job would be gone.
Yeah.
But it just can't. It bangs into stuff and then just gets, like, it can't.
But what if you can't navigate? What if you had it controlling itself instead of having the whole human error side of it completely removed? Because that's the issue. Because the guy can't drive it for shit because he can't see. Now, right. If you have that side scan sonar that's programmed into an AI, then it'll just go down the pipe, fix the fucking problem, or at least give you a readout and then come back.
Right. I was watching it's like where the colleges go to show off their robots mm-hmm. they've got now. And everyone's trying to build a humanoid robot. I don't know why that's a thing. I mean, obviously we're not the most efficient way to do anything, but everyone's trying to do it. And IBM's got the one, I don't know if the video's everywhere, where it goes and picks up the box and the guy hits it with the broomstick.
That was Boston Dynamics.
Boston Dynamics, yeah. Okay. And he like stumbles back or whatever. That thing is still a long way away from being practical. I don't know why they're even trying to build it like that. He looks like he weighs 800 pounds up top.
Yeah.
And his poor little legs do not look good. Like he needs
that little legs. I feel bad for the guys that are in those videos that are whacking those things with hockey sticks and like trying to kick them over and shit. It's like, you're going to be the first one out the door, dude. That thing's going to come and beat you with its stumpy arms one day, and you're going to know exactly why. Shouldn't have fucking hit it with a hockey stick.
Put a track on it. Like, why aren't these things rolling around with, like, little tracks, like those snow track things that can go over anything? Why would you want it to walk and look like you? That is always, I guess it's like the God syndrome of people. Like they want it, I want it to look like me. I want it to have two arms and two legs. Why not give it fucking six legs and like five arms so this thing can like hold a camera and then do like four different things at once?
Instead it's picking up one box at a time.
Yeah, it's like we almost made it as capable as a fucking handicapped child. It's almost there. Like you could make it do whatever you wanted. but they make a person and with a body that's it looks like 1,000 pounds, man. That
yeah, they
the
look
top
super
halves
husky.
Of these things.
I mean, I would think that they were made out of, man, I don't know. I don't know what they make like the frames and stuff out of to protect that. That's got to be some sensitive fucking hardware on those things, right?
And they're just whacking them with hockey sticks.
Yeah.
They didn't even get like a special stick. They just got a hockey stick.
That guy just like, had one in his car.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, that's exactly right. Like, they were like, oh, we got to demonstrate hitting this thing. He's like, I got a hockey stick in my trunk, eh? And they're like, all right.
Yeah, perfect.
Get it out. And he fucking.
Yeah. Get back.
It's like, what do you do for a living? I whack robots with a hockey stick.
Pays surprisingly well.
Yeah. I need that job. That would be fantastic. Dude, can you imagine, like, you have a shit weekend? That's what you would have. You would have bad weekends. You wouldn't have a bad day at work anymore. You'd wake up and be like, that fucking asshole cut me off in line, and then I got stuck in traffic on a Sunday. Like, why is there traffic? I can't wait for Monday morning, because I'm going to go beat the shit out of that robot.
Gah, gah. One day it's going to catch a stick, and it's all over. Snap it in half and shove it in your fucking eye socket, and it's,
yep.
That's it.
Skynet bitches.
We're beating robots. I was reading about Google had Google had a DeepMind project that they made this computer that they call AlphaGo. Have you seen that?
I think I have, yeah.
It doesn't do anything like super incredible, but it plays a game called Go, which I guess is thought to be like the most difficult game on Earth. And they ended up teaching it how to play Go, and then it monitored, like, the professionals, and then it just went and sat by itself and played, like, a million games over the course of, like, a couple weeks, and then it came back and beat Europe's champion. And the crazy thing that they were having a hard time understanding was that it's the amount of processes that it has to take on for a single move. And to know, like, who's in the lead and to know, like, even who won when it comes to that point are huge compared to, like, chess or checkers or something like that, where that's, like, very mathematical. Like, this one's, like, it's still mathematical, but on, like, a fucking way grander scale. Like, if you played chess and you think chess is a bitch, then, like, check this game out, and it's supposed to be pretty incredible. But they thought it was going to take 10 years for this thing to be able to beat a human, and it took
like a week,
couple months. Yeah.
Oh Jesus.
So yeah, Melissa and I were talking about it the other day. It's yeah.
Oh, it's a Chinese. I see it. It's a Chinese game.
Yeah, it's like a grid, and they put
the
like these little stones on the.
Yeah, you surround more territory than the opponent.
I think you're supposed to own 50% of the play area, and then as you surround, if you're playing like white stones and you surround a black stone with on all four sides, then you capture that black stone.
Wow, you were talking about the mathematical properties of this game, yeah. And they actually have it broke down here. So there are a number of possible game variants, like the number of ways this game could turn out.
Yeah.
Chess is 10 to the 120th power.
That's fucking huge.
It's a lot, right? This game is 10 to the 761st
Jesus
power.
Jesus Louise is huge, yeah.
It's 700 times more fucking power, like, complicated. Holy crap. It's a 19 by 19 grid of lines.
That's like the pro Jesus size, Christ. I guess. And
yeah,
then
it goes,
make,
yeah,
like,
you can get smaller
ones.
And smaller. But if this guy was doing the best in the country, I'm assuming he went with the pro size, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
Well, I mean, what is that number? 10 to the 761st power. And they were like, I'm not writing that out. It'll take too much space.
Oh, do you hear that humming noise?
I don't.
Oh,
I
good.
Don't hear any humming.
Our upstairs neighbors have something that they turn on once a night for like an hour or two, and it is, dude, it's the worst sound. It just recently started, and it fucking freaks me out.
It's their ebb and flow system. They're up there growing the weed.
Oh, my God.
It's that Seattle shit.
Yeah. It. They have concrete shoes, and it just sounds like a vacuum cleaner running in the corner. It doesn't move. They were beating a rug at 9 o'clock last night out on the balcony, because that's, you know, usual time to do that. They stomped. Did you hear them all fucking night? They stomped around until like 4 or 5 in the morning. Gong, 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 gong. Gong, 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 gong. I believe it. It's a gaggle. No, those are geese.
That's what happens, man. You've been in that apartment too much. You just lay and stare at the ceiling.
I'm out.
You're
going to
go
lot.
Nuts and kill them. You're going to go up there and just.
Yeah. No comment. I'm not going to put that on a recording. Did you hear about the meteor that exploded over the Atlantic Ocean?
I had it on the thing for last week and forgot about it.
It's incredible to me that that doesn't make, like, why
it doesn't make the news?
Why is a meteor that explodes at the strength of, what is it?
Hiroshima.
13,000 tons of TNT, or yeah, the Hiroshima bomb. No. Donald fucking Trump.
Hashtag Trump all
day.
Or
fucking
Trump
Mark
president.
Rubio, who I found out just recently wears like 4-inch fucking heels. Did you know that? Yeah.
I didn't.
Little Hobbit. Little Hobbit wears little high heel shoes. Little handsome, handsome old boy. And fucking all of them. Both sides. All of them. Fuck them all. That's. Yeah.
I am horrified for these candidates. If this is a game.
Fucking space rocks flying through the goddamn air. Come on!
Like, oh man, that's. Nope. I looked at I tried to rationalize voting for someone this year.
Anyone.
And I can't
anyone.
Do it.
Anyone. Any fucking one of them. If you could come up with a reason.
The prop, man, so everybody loves the Bernie Sanders thing, and I don't know, I can't get it. I can't get behind it because I'm old enough to remember the fucking Berlin Wall, and I can't have you standing up there yelling, socialism, it makes me a little itchy. I don't like that sound. It's not okay. Like that's
when socialism is crashing all around us, and that's the suggested route?
I don't get it, dude.
Hold
like,
on.
I listen to these people, and it's
still happening right now. You can just fucking look. Use the internet, you old bastard. They're all just full of shit. They're not real people. That's Watson.
Yeah, he's just control. He's like, oh, I'll just crash them all right now with a bunch of 20-year-old hipster. Man, there's going to be somebody that listens to this and comes screaming at us for Bernie, but. If you can find me a Bernie supporter that's on the internet, yeah. If you can find me a Bernie supporter that does an interview that doesn't have that 1,000-yard stare, then I might start listening. But every one of them's like, Bernie Sanders is going to be great for. I'm like, oh, that dude's a fucking psychopath.
Oh, fuck. Did you see, God, was it the Colbert report? What is Colbert now? He's like the Late Show or some shit like that.
Yeah, he took over the
Letterman,
the Tonight Show. Yeah, he took over Letterman. Leto's spot.
Either way, so whatever Colbert's doing now, Letterman's they sent spot. One of his lackeys out to talk to people at a Trump rally, and my favorite fucking quote from that was the reporter guy was like, "So what? Oh, there's two winners. I'll say them both." They're all good. You should probably just look it up. But when he's like, so what do you think if Donald Trump wins the election, what will happen? And this one guy's response goes, the defeation of ISIS.
The defeation.
The defeation. And then the other motherfucker, they were like, so what does the election of Donald Trump mean to you? He's like, it means that there's going to be a wall built. And the guy's like, well, who's going to pay for that wall? And the guy's like, China. And the guy's like, China? Why would China build the wall? Don't you mean Mexico? Yeah, Mexico. Mexico will pay for the wall. It's like, oh, fucking boy. Quit it. Go home.
What kills me is that they pander, like, Trump is winning.
Yeah, that's...
Because he's not an idiot. He goes, if I pander really low, like really, really low. Like I was a nobody almost since the 80s because there was no reason for me. Like I failed a couple of things, shit went sideways, and then they put me on just a fucking celebrity TV show, and then I'm instantly famous again. And it's because he's a fucking cartoon character.
Yeah. Yep.
He comes on and he does one thing that gets people like, even like me, I like Trump for one reason, and it was his ad campaign where he came out and said, like, look at my backers list. I have zero PACs. I have zero like fundraisers. I'm paying for all of this. That appeals to a ton of people because we know people like Hillary are funded by a huge part by Wall Street as she goes, I'm going to reform Wall Street. And then you look at who's paying her and it's Wall Street. It's all of these big ass. And you're like, I don't know if I believe you. Like at least Trump can go, you don't like Wall Street? Well, fuck Wall Street. I'll fire them all tomorrow.
They're stupid anyways. It's next question.
You want a wall down in Mexico? Yeah, we'll do it. Who's going to pay for it? I'll make Mexico pay for it. Fuck them. Like he can say whatever he wants. And so whoever screams the loudest at him, I think he just takes that and then throws it back out.
Dude, I saw a brief part of the GOP debates the other day, and he has such fucking dominance over Ted Cruz and Rubio. It's insane. They can't even answer questions because he'll just drop like some little cuntish line like, nope, you won't do that. And then they just fucking, that's it. They're detached. They just, you can hear the Velcro rip. They're not stuck to the wall anymore. Yep. And they're just like turned and looking at Trump like, whoa, what are you getting? You're not even answering the question, dude. He is walking all over you right now.
I watched one
as me supporting Trump by any means. Please. Not even a fucking little bit.
No. But he is undoubtedly beating the shit out of everybody in the Republican Party. This is Republican Party, by the way. So, like, he is – we're not talking about whether or not he's beating Bernie or that – what's her name? Satan?
Yeah,
Hillary. That was it. Yeah, that was close. But he stood there and they asked him a question and he like hunkers up on the podium and like gave him a look and he was like, are you going to ask anyone else any questions? Or he goes, I know I'm good for ratings and everything, but it's just getting kind of ridiculous. And this guy goes, you are the only person here that's ever hired an illegal alien. And he like was waiting on it. He sits back and he goes, I'm the only person here that's ever hired anybody. And he like points at these two and he's like, you two cowards wouldn't know the first thing about this. And that. And you're right. They just kind of like they're holding on to one insult for Donald. Mm-hmm. Like they've got one. And then when they throw it, that Teflon hair of his, he just kind
of
pushes it off to one side and then hammers out these awesome insults. They said when he goes off stage during the breaks, he goes back, demands a full size mirror. They bring it. And they're like, I don't know why he needs it. You can only see waist up. Doesn't matter. It's Donald Trump. They bring him a full-size mirror while these other guys go and study and look shit up on their phones. And then someone comes out, does his makeup again, fixes his hair. He gives himself a couple double pistols.
Shut the fuck up.
And then back out. Like, there's no prep. He just sits. He just stands there. And they throw shit at him, and he just turns and is like, bam, I got you with that one. I got you with that one. Like, he is used to being on television, and that's why he's winning. He doesn't get nervous. He's treating it like a reality TV show, and he's winning.
I think you're right in saying that he appeals to the lowest common denominator. I mean, take offense to that if you want. Fucking whatever, but.
Hashtag Trump all day.
The Apprentice wasn't for fucking smart people. I'll just say that.
He's got that slogan that will make America great again. Like that's dude, that's a good one. That's a good slogan. He's got it.
I think
he's
trying to talk yourself
out the
into
game.
Voting for Trump, dude.
I'm gonna vote the shit out of him if Hillary's running. I want to like Bernie. I feel like would just fail. Like I don't think he would do that much damage.
I think he would just die.
Probably just die. Die or fail. But he's not, I mean, He killed more veterans than ISIS when he was in charge of the fucking VA, so we'll see how that goes. But the guy, I think, will just not succeed. Like, he has all these great ideas, and in his mind, they are great ideas, and he's going to get up there and then realize that none of it works and then be like, wow, we tried. I think Hillary might just fucking kill everybody. Like, she's a scary lady. We tried real hard to stay away from politics, man, for 20 of these episodes. 20 of them we made it, and this is the one.
Boiling point. That's the
yeah. And can you name an independent for this race?
Oh, that motherfucker. I don't even know if he's actually running, but James McAfee, the guy who made the antivirus software that was
went to prison.
Side note: wanted for murder.
Yeah.
He was talking about running for independent, or running as independent, like via the internet. I don't know what the fuck became of that, but the dude's a maniac.
Like, his state would be internet.
Well, he's not there anymore. He left there. Like, wherever his, or no, like, he lived on, like, an island because he sold McAfee and he was rich as shit.
Yeah, he ran.
Yeah.
Because he was going to go to prison.
Right. So I don't know what the fuck happened with that. Who else is going to be independent? Wasn't there, like, a New York governor or some shit like that that was going to run?
I'm bringing it up because I would normally vote independent and I can't think of one. Like, Donald Trump has stolen every ounce
of free
media.
He's stolen my Facebook feed. That's for goddamn sure. Dude, I am so fucking tired of hearing about him.
And yet here we are talking about
exactly.
him. It's going to get hashtagged
exactly.
in the thing.
Exactly.
When we publish this, it'll be hashtag Trump.
Let's get out there and say outlandish shit.
That's all you gotta
do. Did you see that picture? Melissa showed me a fucking hilarious picture the other day. Somebody replaced Donald Trump's eyes with his mouth.
With his lips.
You
can't
exactly
tell
the
difference. I showed it to Melody yesterday. I was in tears. So if you guys haven't seen this, they Photoshop Donald Trump's lips onto where they shrink them down to make it look where his eyes are. And if they don't tell you they did it, you can't
tell. Side-by-side picture, couldn't tell.
Fantastic. Well, I got to get off politics, man. We got to get on a little bit of video game news.
That segues nicely into video games.
Shitty
news. A gentleman named Ferguson McGovern died yesterday. But he started a company called Probe Software, and they were known for porting fucking arcade games over to the early computers, and they were responsible for porting Mortal Kombat 1 and 2 over to console. But he sold that and became a millionaire. He died. He was only 50, and he died, they think, from a fucking blood clot during a transatlantic flight. So,
nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Be sure to.
That's why I live in perpetual fear.
Be sure to do your exercises while flying long distances, so you don't die. Yeah, constant motion machines.
Don't slow down, you'll die. Don't do it.
It's my fear of driving around, fucking delivering shit all day. Like, it's just, it's not a matter of if. It's like riding a motorcycle. Like, you're eventually going to crash. I'm just going to get a blood clot in my leg, and then my head's going to explode one day when I'm picking up KFC for some sloppy Amazon employee.
So what you're going to do, you're going to get out and be like, hey, I got your hooba stank.
Yeah, stroke.
I got your stroke. Oh, fantastic. So, Microsoft has got a developer kit out now for their HoloLens.
On sale for real low cheap.
Real low cheap at $3,000 per kit. Yeah,
$3,000 fucking dollars.
And you have to have an application approved by Microsoft.
That thing's going to
be... So, even if... even if you have $3,000 and you could throw at them right now, like let's say I go online right now, I go, oh, I'm going to go buy one. I pull $3,000 out of my little savings account and I run down there. That's a no. You can't have it. Yeah. You have to have an application approved. Basically, you have to be somebody that won't talk shit about it is what I'm thinking.
Oh, like an NDA? I got you. I mean, they're not going to do what fucking Oculus did, I'm sure.
On the website, it says that you must have a formal application submitted to Microsoft. That was it. It didn't give you the option to get the application, and it didn't show you like what was on it. It just said the kit costs $3,000 US and must have an approved formal application submitted to Microsoft.
Man, that's interesting.
I wonder if they sent it comes with out. A game.
It comes with
you see the
couple of games, right?
Oh yeah, it comes with a new one that's coming with that when you watch the video, looks like it'd be some fun to play, I guess. I don't know. It's called Young Conquer.
Looked like a fucking turd. Turd. Poopy.
It's a novelty, right? Like it's a platformer augmented reality where if Conquer, which doesn't look anything like Conquer, by the way,
no.
If you look this thing up,
no, yeah,
God,
no, that's,
it looks
that's
horrible.
Conquer, that's like
crack Conquer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good. It's supposed to be Young Conquer. It's supposed to be him younger, but he looks fucking weird.
Yeah, preemie baby Conquer is what they should change the fucking name to.
This game was aborted previously, but he survived. Zombie aborted fetus Conquer.
Post-abortion Conquer. Jesus Christ. Second dead baby joke. Ever.
Ooh,
and the same
we are
episode.
Fucking on it. We're on it, dude. This is a good one. I feel good about this one. So, as you're playing, and gotta get back into it. Focus. As Conker runs along the edges of furniture, he will actually play an animation like he's falling off the furniture. If you live in a small apartment, it will use the walls as his running ground more than the floor. It looks like it would be a nifty game to play. Again, that's about as nifty as a Virtual Boy. And I'll buy one in 20 years when I find it at a garage sale.
Seriously.
And I'll have fun with it.
Yeah.
But
seriously. When you blow an inch of dust off of it and replace
the
foam.
Man, can you remember when they made this? Like, it's not going to be something that I go out and grab. But it looks cool. Everything with the HoloLens, to me at least, looks cool. The Minecraft looked cool. The Conquer running on your table and everything with, of course, seamless integration looked cool.
Of course. The Minecraft shit looks cool to me. Like, that's a neat concept. Like, being able to, like, move shit around, like, with your hands, you could do it way quicker than with a mouse. And if you could use, like, both your hands to move stuff around, like, switch things and, like, oh, fuck, pick that up and put this down instead. Like, that's neat. But just that, I don't know, the concept behind it sounds neat, but I think the execution is going to be fucking awful.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think the idea of it, that concept, is going to be fantastic, but it's the execution is going to be fucking dog shit,
for
man.
Sure. For sure. Sorry, I got distracted. So Dota 2 had a tournament in Shanghai, I think two days ago. And I guess that they hired this kid named James Harding. I don't know who the fuck he is. I guess he had announced Dota before. Like, he has like a gamer tag and stuff. It's like, I don't remember what it is. I didn't write it down. But he ended up getting shit canned. And Gabe Newell said that he was like a turd or something like that. That head guy of Valve. But I guess like his opening comment was in some... He made some complaint about there not being porn in his Chinese hotel. And then I guess they had a shit ton of... Oh, man. Oh, the production company fucked up like left and right. Like huge. They had to stop the show because of health problems from one of the players. And I looked. Maybe I didn't look hard enough, but I couldn't find out what it was. I can't even fucking imagine what health problems you would have as a Dota player.
Diabetes.
That, yeah, that or that blood clot. Like, those are the only two things that are possible.
In that fucking chair for every time I hear about these esports, and we play a lot of games, but every time I hear about esports on television, I only see the dude from South Park. the big fat guy that is like reclined back in his chair. That's all I can see.
Fucking playing World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
So Pokemon anniversary was 2 days ago. Red, blue, and yellow are available on the Nintendo market, and they also announced Pokemon Sun and Moon. So I'm fucking stoked for that. That's going to be holiday this year for the 3DS.
Nintendo also announced that they're doing select games for the Wii U and the 3DS for $20, like 3D Mario World and
oh shit, really?
A few others, yeah.
Maybe we should get 3D Mario World if it's on sale for $20.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't have sold me your fucking 3DS.
Still thinking
just
about
to lose
one,
forever.
Dude.
So, Super Mario 3D World, Donkey Kong Country, Pikmin 3, and NES Remix Pack for the Wii U is $20. 3DS has got the Legend of Zelda, Arcania of Time 3D, Yoshi's New Island, Donkey Kong Country, Returns 2D, or 3D, sorry, and Mario Party Island Tour.
Fuck Mario Party. Dude, we beat the Witness finally.
I heard.
We fucking beat the Witness. Not 100%, but, dude, close enough. Like, we finished all the main shit, got all the lasers and all that fun stuff, so I'm happy to be done with it, and we're almost done with fucking, what was it, New Super Mario Brothers for the Wii U? Yeah, almost done with that. That's been trying on our relationship, that fucking game, dude. You're like trying to jump like out of the way of something, and then your teammate comes like flying over you, bounces off your head, flies to safety. Meanwhile, you get like fucking launched,
catapulted into the dirt,
into a hole, into a Goomba, into a fireball. Name it. Anything that does just horrible shit to you. So, yeah, that's been fun.
I'm really thinking about grabbing another GTX 970. You were telling me they EVGA model that I got went on sale, and they've got one on Amazon right now, brand new, $282.
Oh, nice. Was that like $100 cheaper than it, or like $90?
Yeah, I picked it up for $330 when I built mine.
Yeah. Okay. So. Yeah, when I sent you that text, I was like, oh, wow. And then I realized that 10% off is like, not a lot at all.
Yeah, not from Newegg. Newegg probably still wants $354 to $344.
Yeah, I didn't look at what the price was. It just popped up as a note in the old email.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, Melanie is hammering through, as we speak, Dragon Age Inquisition.
Gross. Fuck those games.
She's loving the shit out of it. They had a sale on Xbox for all of the expansions. Everything was all balled up into the price of the game, and it was even cheaper. So I think for it's like $49.99, you got everything.
Well, that's cool.
So, cause it's been a while now since it's come out, and I think she really likes it. She's still working on the main storyline, but pretty far into it.
Word. They must be good.
A bunch of hours a day into it.
Everybody fucking loves those things. I cannot stand BioWare games. I can't fucking stand them.
I'm watching her play it. There's a couple things that kind of irk me about it. Like it's convenient for the player, but it takes all of the thinking out of it. Like when you go and you want to hunt for stuff like collectibles along the way, whether it be plants or something you can loot or a chest. In Dragon Age, you just hit a button. And it sends out like a pulse, and everything you can get shows up on your minimap.
Really?
Yeah. So if you just run around hitting that button, you'll get 100% of the items everywhere. That's convenient, but also makes the game a little too easy.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a big problem with gaming in general right now is simplicity. Even The Witcher, everything popped up on the mini-map for that one.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I guess everybody's doing it. It just seems like there used to be when you'd have to go and hunt and, like, you'd run up to a bunch of pots in an RPG and you'd just go up to each one and see if it would let you open it, you know?
Right.
Like, you'd run up and there'd be no button and then you just keep hitting, like, X and then move and then move and move and then, oh, this one opened and I got a fucking sword.
Right.
Sweet. Where now she just runs into a village and boom, and then goes to all the dots. And then runs a little further and boom, and runs to all the dots.
The thing that kills me about those games is, like, if I wanted to have a conversation, then I would start a podcast with you that I did once a week. I wouldn't fucking turn on name any BioWare game and then just go talk to imaginary friends. The fucking social hour is horrible.
It is. You do talk to a ton of people.
All the time,
in that game.
Dude.
Like, yeah. Yeah, massive, massive conversations between NPCs. This one's cool, though. You got, like, a little gang of you that goes around. It's like you and a dwarf and, like, some other dude.
Sure.
Some
wizard.
It's
Mass Effect with swords.
Yeah, you can play as any of the characters.
Right on.
And you upgrade them individually.
It looked pretty. So, I mean, that's...
Yeah, yeah.
Cover art was cool, but that's about as far as I would go with it.
No, it's she loves Skyrim, so this is right up that alley.
Yeah,
you know,
I suppose Skyrim was good though.
this doesn't look bad as far as games go, but it's that, like, it's massive. You're just gonna be running around picking up plants for a long time.
Yeah, it's fucking side quest galore.
Yeah. That's
Hell yeah, dude.
That's on the old sheet of paper here, man. I'm out of stuff.
Fucking hour and 11 minutes into it already, so.
Yeah. Time flies.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
Drop things. Well, thank you, everybody, for tuning into episode 20. I had a blast.
Oh, yeah. Always do. Thank you, guys.
If anybody wants to get us for anything on next week, we are still looking for an intro song.
Yeah,
of course we
need that.
Preach about it every week.
Come by.
Also, if
subscribe.
If you visit us at horribleinfluence.podbean.com, make sure you go in there and subscribe so we've got a semi-accurate count of who's out there listening. And if you feel like giving anything, in the upper right-hand corner there is a become a patron button.
Is
so
with iTunes, like, our shit goes up on iTunes, correct? Is there just like a window where after we post it, it's like it doesn't pop up for a couple days? Do you know how that works?
No, as soon as it's uploaded, you should be able to refresh your iTunes account. It normally takes about an hour or so, I've noticed, for it to pop up on there. But Melanie gets an alert. And it's normally the same night.
Oh, okay, cool.
So when we post, it should pop up on there. The only thing you're not getting there is if you subscribe to us on iTunes, it doesn't follow over. So we have iTunes subscribers, and then we have Podbean subscribers.
Okay.
Podbean subscribers, you actually have to go to the Podbean website or download the Podbean app for Android or iOS if you're just, for some reason, not using iTunes. But...
Right on.
That's the deal. It just doesn't bring up the web page. iTunes takes the RSS feed and pulls the actual recording and then uses, you know, their software. But either way, we appreciate you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Totally. Later.